Hello. Can you hear me properly?
There you go.
Am I close enough?
You bet you are.
All right. What are we talking about?
The voice you hear, give it, hey.
Centimeter? Inch? What are we thinking?
No, it's, you got to
be close.
This is good? Yeah. All right. We're talking to Rebecca Bohr. I hear you have, the poster says Rebecca Bohr, but someone told me your performing name is Rebecca Becker.
Well, so, do you want to hear this longstanding saga?
Absolutely. We're trying to fill airtime.
All right. This is an interview. So, my real name is Rebecca Bohr. My dad is from Liverpool, and when I was a kid, I asked him, how do I say my last name if I'm American? And he said, I don't know, Beck. And so through my whole childhood, I never knew how to say my last name.
Oh.
So I started using my grandmother's maiden name, which is Becker.
Oh, it's actually a real name in your family.
Yeah, so it's Rebecca Becker, which is like funny.
That is funny.
Rebecca Becker.
And the story is a little tragic.
Yeah, well, it gets worse. You want me to go in?
Go wherever you want to go.
So when you write my name down, it's B-O-R-R-E-R. But if you write it in cursive, the two R's kind of meld, and it makes what looks kind of like an N.
Oh. Alan, close your ears.
It's very
Alan,
unfortunate.
I don't imagine that.
And as a child.
Oh, my God. Not, you're tortured.
I knew this, and so did all of my classmates.
Yeah. I bet they did.
So that was fun.
Wow.
So, Tom and Ellen, really nice to see you both today. How are you both doing today?
We're doing great.
Yeah.
We've been having a good show.
Yeah.
And we were anticipating your arrival.
We've talked about sports. We've talked politics.
What else are we talking about? Food?
We're talking about the Italian Americans now.
Columbus. Yeah, we can drop that. Let's talk to our guest. So, Rebecca,
guess who's running this show?
Ellen.
I have yet to see you perform, so I don't know really what you perform. What do you do?
In what sense?
Okay, let's say you're performing.
Every time I like to do something different.
Wow. Spoken like a true artist.
It's true.
Right?
Yes.
Ellen? Why would I do the same thing every time?
You're right.
Boring.
You kidding me? Ask Bruce Springsteen that or any of those guys.
Sometimes I play songs, you know, and like I have songs, I'll play them over again.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, I like to have some sort of candid experience attached to watching me perform.
Do you play
Is it fun?
Do you call yourself a singer?
I kind of just say I do stuff.
You're a performer.
I just do stuff. I like doing stuff.
That's how the kids are today. They just do stuff.
I don't know why I would have to declare myself to be any type of way.
Exactly. I feel like when you label you, you diminish you.
And the definitions come from other people. Like, why would I take the time to define myself if everyone's going to be trying to define me?
Okay, I got my answer.
Sorry.
I'm with you, baby.
You give me a question, I'll go in.
Yeah. But, okay, let me ask it a different way. What do you have a plan for what you're going to do at the Drone Festival?
Okay, we'll start with Drone Fest. You're at the Drone Fest.
I'm in a band at the Drone Fest.
What's the band called?
It's called the Hudson Boys Club.
I think I know a couple
actually,
members of this
Yes,
group.
Reminiscent of a dad joke that one of the members, Jen, made. It's a wonderful joke that I won't repeat.
Okay, dirty?
But it's the Hudson Boys Club.
Is it a dirty joke?
No. Let's just keep going. Why don't you just go through the interview?
You believe it?
We were also talking about having our name be The Fifth Element. So if
like
we
movie?
Have any callers, they could call in. You could give me some advice. What do you think on our band name? The band is Sarah Van Buren, Lavender, and C. Lavender, I mean, and Jen Cutler and Asha Sosnowski and me, Rebecca
Bohr. Hey, Rebecca Bohr.
Can you say that on the radio?
Yeah, of course.
Did you just defy the laws?
Of course,
the
no. Please. Listen, so Jen Cutler, we should mention, is a part-time employee of Wave Farm WGXC.
Or full-time?
Is she full-time?
I have no idea.
But she works. She's a sound person.
She's a general bad A. Can't say that.
Yeah, no, you can't.
But you can say boner, which is a little confusing
I know, right?
for everyone.
So you got your Rebecca Bohr. You got your Jen Cutler. You got your... Oh, Sarah Van Buren has a show here.
Sarah Van Buren has a show, Pyramid Power, Monday nights, 9:30 to 12. Great show. Have listened many times. Love it.
What do they do? Like talk about pyramids?
I mean, Tom, you are on this radio.
I know. I can't listen to everything. That's
public official.
That's the night I have my quilting circle.
I mean, you never see me play. You've never listened to Pyramid Power. What are you doing?
The gals at my quilting circle would be so upset if I didn't show up.
Yeah, but what if you listen to it with them?
They like a different type of music.
How do you know when you've never listened to the show?
True.
Trapped.
True. It's kind of a Lawrence Welk crowd. Do you know who that even is?
Wait, I don't know.
Wait a minute. What crowd are you talking about?
My quilting crowd.
What is he talking about?
You didn't have a quilting
crowd. He's lying, I think. Can you lie on the radio? Can we get any callers in? Can we get some callers
if
in
I didn't
with their...
lie on
have
the radio.
You ever heard of fake news? I've had to accuse him.
Fake news? I never heard of it.
3 times already.
So
you know, he makes things up.
You know what he does? He pontificates.
You call me a pontificator?
I'm calling you a pontificator. You heard it here first, 5:15 on the radio.
I have a confession to make.
Okay,
well, it's not
let's
quite
hear
a confession.
It.
But I know Rebecca, and we sort of got to know each other outside of this context because Rebecca has the distinction of having attended the same strange little college that I went to.
Very strange
college. Why do you call it strange?
It's just very strange.
And there aren't too many of us.
You mean they let you study whatever
you
want to
study?
There's no grades.
They let you study
whatever
you want,
pretty much.
Yeah.
People walk around barefoot and naked quite often.
Well, it is Florida.
It is Florida.
I mean, come on.
What else? There's
these Florida?
Strange...
I thought you went to school in Virginia.
That was after that.
That was later.
That was
post-grad.
So did you feel you got a good education?
I did. I think Rebecca did, too, because I've talked to her. And you know what? She's a pretty brainy young
woman. I studied the wrong thing. Now I'm in school, I'm studying the right thing. But before I was studying the wrong thing.
Well, you mean...
Kids, don't think that philosophy is fun. It's not. Reading lots of Kierkegaard is not.
That's true.
Where
the philosophy majors I knew there.
Oh my gosh!
I don't think a single one of them actually finished in philosophy.
Oh, yeah. You actually had majors.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, there were majors, but it's like flexible enough that if you say you're doing English, then you could be doing something like, I don't know, something
old
crazy.
English. You could be old reading English. Beowulf all year.
You could be. Actually, there was a Klingon class, wasn't there?
Not in my day.
Not in your
missing.
Day, but in my heyday. It was a Klingon class.
When the April. And we are in the April.
When that April with the shore sota, the drought of March hath perished to the rota.
Everyone, I do not know what's happening on the radio. Please call in if you do know what's happening.
Oh, God. Those are the first 2 lines of the Canterbury Tales.
Oh.
In the Middle English.
Oh, what, were you an English major or
something? Duh. Duh. You can still say that?
Yeah.
Duh.
Us kids.
I love that. You and Ellen.
I'm an adult woman.
Oh, sorry.
Like Ellen here.
Oh, God forbid.
I'm the only adult in the room.
So,
zing, zing, zing.
Let's go back to the boys club.
Oh, yeah. Hugs. So we are playing as a group.
Do you know your time slot?
Approximately midday Saturday, which is already an approximation. Approximately 4 p.m.
In the afternoon.
In the afternoon.
That's a good slot.
Right?
I think so. More people will be there.
We thought it might be sunrise at first. And that was, you know.
A guy you know named Logan Vischer and his bandmate Colin LeClaire played at a weird time, and I stayed. I don't remember if I had to stay up or whatever, but they were great.
You stayed up for that?
Yeah.
Wow. That's dedication.
No, and it's because they're friends. I call them friends. They call me old man, but
I don't think that's
true. No, I make up stuff. Will you let me go?
I know, but I just want to tell you that.
Anyway, I had heard them at Spotty Dog and thought, I'm not so sure. Then I heard them at the Basilica.
Great.
Unbelievably good. Especially for that kind of sound, noise type of music.
Yeah.
The Basilica venue is amazing.
You're at a noise show, right?
Yeah.
Who are you? You're the guy at the back of the room whispering, I don't in other people's ears, right?
No. I was the first time. No, I've been to a lot of them.
You like them.
Let's not get carried away. I'm trying to appreciate it.
Well, so if you want to start your own noise band, Tom and Ellen, both of you, if you wanted
to. We could make noise.
I think we already make plenty
of
noise.
I'll book you at the Spotty Dog.
Okay. Are you the booker now?
I'm the booker now.
Wow.
Also,
Becker the booker?
Call in if you would like to book a show at the Spotty Dog.
I didn't know you were booking it.
Yeah, just for...
You inherited from Alex Turnquist?
Yeah, I did.
Who inherited from Jess Puglisi, former...
Yeah.
As of yesterday...
As of yesterday.
Former Wave Farm employee.
Jess Puglisi actually won an award last Christmas for just excellence in all fields related to media and booking.
From Spotty Dog? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's nice of them.
It's called the Puglisi Award.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, see, just like the Ellen Award. You know about the Ellen Award?
I know about the Ellen, yeah.
You do?
I've heard about it, yeah. It's infamous.
Oh, in fact, I don't know if you want to reveal this, but your mom made cookies for the event.
I know. That's actually why I know about it.
Oh.
Who's your mom?
My mom is Pookie. Pookie.
No kidding.
Oh, you didn't know that, Ellen? I thought I told
you. We're making
that.
Connections here on the radio. Yeah.
I love Pookie.
This is a small little city,
That's
Ellen.
My mom. She made me. This way.
And now she makes cookies.
Yeah. That's no, she made cookies long before I came around.
Right? Oh, that's great. Okay, so that's going to be a sound. So the five of you do a sound show?
We play as a band together.
Are you actually
making sounds? Yes.
Oh, here's the question. Do you like turn dials or do you actually have regular instruments?
There's
or both.
It's like electroacoustic, so there's some stuff that's like Jen has made a lot of homemade electronic stuff, and Sarah's playing a percussion instrument that won't reveal.
Oh, cool!
it's a lot of electronic stuff though. I'm gonna be doing mostly electronic vocal synthesis-y stuff.
Oh,
yeah. So,
like,
wow,
like that stuff. And Lavender just has like an insanely amazing rig. And Asha's playing this like beautiful thing, so you'll see. There's only one way to find out. I can't give the secrets away.
So you're definitely at 4 p.m. on Saturday.
No, I said approximately.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
I just want to be clear.
No. I know because you never can. But you know they set it up pretty well so that they put different acts around different parts of the building, so you don't have to wait a long time in between acts.
I don't think that that's true. I think that every act is actually in the same location
building,
and that what happens instead of having to, you know, wait in between sets is that the changeover occurs. So people will be setting up while another act is playing, and then they'll be melding together for the first couple of minutes.
Well, I said correct. Then.
Yeah. So now you
sounds
know.
Pretty interesting.
I'm also doing the visuals for the Drone Fest.
You believe this?
You're going to get a whole lot
of visuals
information.
For the entire fest?
Well, I'm doing like, you know, there's monitors and my animations are going to be the monitors.
Oh, Ellen, did you go to the show at that we remember we had Kristen Dodge in here?
Right.
The show she had?
I didn't go.
Oh, it was awesome. And guess who had a piece in it? This person.
Really?
Our guest. Yeah.
I thought the whole concept of that show was incredible.
Phew, I thought you were going to say stupid.
No,
it wasn't.
It wasn't.
It was really cool. It was really cool. Right. I mean, it wasn't
it
stupid.
It wasn't incredible? Stupid.
It
what are
was
you saying
really
here?
Good. And Rebecca had a piece where she showed her videos, which were really cool.
I make video art, and I made a sculpture for the video.
Well, let me get to the sculpture.
Okay, you want me to explain it?
It looked like
Don't
Fred,
embarrass me.
It looked like Fred Flintstone's TV set.
I was going to throw that thing away, and then I showed it to Lou, and they were like, no, you
Lou?
Cannot. Lauren? Wonderful person.
Who's Lauren?
Pretty much the person that facilitated that.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Along with, yeah.
Oh, she was one of the curators? So
you
to
were going to throw away a work of art?
Well, work of art is in the eye of the beer holder. I'm sorry for that dad joke, everyone. Yeah.
I never heard it, though, actually.
I made it up.
Oh, it's a good one. Work of art is in the eye of the beer holder. but so it looked like Fred Flintstone's TV. And then the video is in it. And, of course, it was really cool visual stuff and all that stuff. Well, there was something on the side. Oh, that was just
Yeah, that was like another literal monitor. So I wanted to make it look like a control station.
So
yeah.
Was all this like
Ground
made into a chair?
To Major Tom.
Was it a chair?
Oh, yeah. What was the
How
chair
How did it
aspect?
Relate to the
what
chair?
What was the chair? Where did we get the chair?
Wait, am I in the wrong show? Oh, I'm in the wrong show.
Oh.
It happened.
It was the last
it
show.
It happened in
oh
the
my
same
gosh.
Space.
In the
but
same
like
space.
Before. I got
Sorry.
A little confused, too,
I
when
know.
You didn't know that Lauren was doing
Right,
it.
Right. No,
and
I'm confusing
like,
the chair show
we're
with you.
In an alternate reality
I know.
Here. Somebody
I'm,
back us up.
No, no.
And Ellen was the one to take us back to
thank
reality.
Thank you, Ellen.
No
I
more
was,
fake news.
I was doing a little, what do you call it when you go back and forth from the reality? There's a word for that, isn't there?
You mean the effect?
Yeah.
The Mandela effect?
I was slipping in and out of different realities.
I don't
realities.
Think that counts.
No, I was slipping in and out. I confused the two shows. You're right, because there was no chair in hers. That was the next show.
There was no chair.
What was your show called? I forget.
Her Technology.
Her Technology.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
You were also there, which is why you know that I had a piece in that.
I know. Now, that was the one that Jen Cutler had a piece in, too, right?
Exactly,
She
yes.
had this, Ellen, she had
a... Oh, my gosh, it was amazing. Can
amazing.
I explain it?
Yeah, sure,
explain.
Please do.
Okay, so basically what it was it's like this plank that had all of these photo resistors. I'm pretty sure. Oh gosh, Jen, don't be mad at me. I'll butcher this, I swear. Okay, so basically, it has these like photo resistors that interact with light usually, but she had set it so they interact with shadows, and each one was playing a different like found sound that she had recorded.
Oh,
and
that's
so
what it was.
Like you would move and your shadow would play the actual instrument. So people would just be
cool.
walking around from
it's
the
like
whole
a
show.
Theremin.
Well, it's kind of, but not.
No.
Right?
I mean, I don't think a theremin does.
No,
that
it doesn't use photo resistors.
It was moved by the,
yeah,
moved by
photo
the
resistor.
Shadow.
Yeah, I don't know what. Is it moved by the shadow?
That's not. No, no, theremin is
moved
not.
Moved by waves.
Air.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm sorry, people.
Yeah.
I mean, if we had Jen Culler on the radio, she'd be schooling us all.
Yeah, we should get her in here.
Maybe
she's very shy.
Maybe
very
she'd
shy.
Like to call in.
Maybe she
What's
just doesn't
funny.
Want to talk
yeah,
to you.
I know. come on. Okay, I'll tell you a secret.
No, don't tell me a secret. Okay. This is the radio, man.
That's why I like to tell secrets. I got Jen Cutler to dance at the Half Moon.
Wow.
And she claims she doesn't dance.
Here, I made this for you.
Oh, thank you. It's, what is it, a lint piece of art?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to put it right where it belongs.
Yeah, cherish it. On the ground. So there's other events that we should be talking about.
Yeah, no, I'm getting... You in a rush?
No.
You got it.
I don't know.
Got?
What time is it?
Oh, so I
just
you're
going to
perform at
the Little League.
Tommy Stinson's.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now here's what I'm referring to. You're in game
Wait,
one.
That's the one that you got. Wait, okay. So Kieran came in Monday when I got this flyer and accidentally spilt some coffee on it. Oh. And I could tell that is the exact flyer that Kieran brought in Monday.
Who was out there?
Also, Kieran, Monday afternoon show. Great show. Kieran's amazing. Everyone should listen to the Monday afternoon show.
Yeah.
4 to 6 p.m.
Yeah.
That's right.
Very
I'm
really?
Taking over.
Really?
What is this, the Thursday afternoon show?
Oh, my gosh. She's dissing us, Ellen.
I,
okay.
With good reason.
What? Game one.
Kieran does not give out fake news at all.
Well.
I mean.
Sort of.
Of course not.
Oh, right. Okay.
We're just talking, you know, he talks about
stuff.
Aliens.
Yeah, right. That's not fake.
You know, who knows what's real or fake when it comes down to this sort of thing.
I know, right? It's radio. We have fun, Ellen. Fun. Ellen's a very fact-based person.
Yeah, I can tell that
what?
It's not you.
Fact-based. You like to... What? I'm not saying
Don't
that
worry,
as a compliment.
Ellen, I think it's Tom's the one that's fact-based.
Okay, game one.
No, he's all opinions.
May 5th, 2018 at 12 noon at the Hudson Brewing Company down the L&B Pat Factory. I see on one of the pennants, because you know they have a little baseball theme here. It's for the Hudson Little League.
Yeah, it's actually two shows on one flyer. They managed
right,
to
I
get
know.
Two
I,
shows
right.
on
this
one flyer.
It's probably one of the worst designs flyer I've ever seen.
Well, you know.
I know, they're trying
you
hard.
You should not be saying that on the radio.
God, the truth hurts.
The truth does hurt. I know who made it, too.
Oh, oops. I didn't hear that.
The silence you hear.
He's great.
Okay. We'll talk about
it
later.
We're trying to save people's feelings
yeah.
here.
Is it somebody
yeah.
I know?
Save people's
is
feelings.
Is it a friend of mine, too?
Yeah, someone you know.
Oops. This flyer is killer. I love this flyer. And at the bottom... On the left-hand side for game one, it says Rebecca Bohr. So does that mean it's you alone?
It's me alone. Me
wow.
playing alone.
Are you nervous? Are you nervous?
I don't
you
know.
You a big crowd there.
Generally,
you know.
I get nervous for shows, but I feel like, you know, I used to get really nervous in a way that was kind of crippling, but mm-hmm. now I get nervous in a way that's kind of exhilarating just because I've done it now a couple times.
That's how I feel when I come in here. Before I come in to do the show, I throw up every time.
Really? Wow.
No, not really.
Well, it also means that you really care about it.
I do care about it.
Yeah, so
since
you're throwing up because you care so much,
yeah,
that means that maybe you might do a good
fake
job.
Fake news.
I tell you what is not fake news. When I
Wait,
taught.
Please, Ellen, every time that Tom says fake news.
That's even better. Here, you want this thing? How about this?
No, I'm going to do it.
Wait, you totally have one
That's
of these.
Disgusting.
This is what I'm going to be playing. This is my band.
Oh, good. Oh, there's the percussionist. Oop. And the brass section.
That's it. That's the end of my set. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome. I got to tell you, though, when I taught... college for a year and a half.
Well, you taught college?
For 2 years. Yeah, well, as a graduate student.
Why
yeah.
don't you teach at Columbia Green?
I probably could now, but back then, I really would throw up before every class.
Wow.
I was so nervous.
Really?
Well, I was 25. What was I doing teaching 19-year-olds, you know?
Mm.
Ridiculous. But that was part of the, you know, the routine to get graduate students to teach the undergraduates to
save money.
It was terrible. Terrible.
Well, maybe you became, you know, more confident because of that.
No, I got out of the whole thing.
Never mind then.
Oh, but I did. No, confidence comes. Well, I'm amazed at you young performers because I could never get up on a stage and sing.
Well, I mean, it's just the thing.
Ellen, you're supposed
to
laugh at that because you know I can't sing.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like the thing that people are mostly afraid of is being, like, exiled by their community and judged and stuff like that.
Uh-oh.
And so, like, when you just come to it from the place where you're just like, I like doing this. Maybe other people will too. Or just, like, maybe other people don't matter for now.
That's another thing. That's how I feel about
the
radio. I don't really care about
the listeners. Little League, you know who really matters is the Hudson Little League. And I'm super excited. This is an amazing benefit. I'm really happy to be a part of it.
Cool.
Really confused that I'm on this lineup, honestly, but super happy about it. Oh my gosh, we got some serious.
It's a wild lineup.
Are you going?
Brian DeWan, Elvis Perkins.
Chops
we've
and
got,
Sauerkraut.
Oh, Chops and Sauerkraut?
Yeah, who are the Magic Stones?
Magic Stones is Slink Moss.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Was that what they were always called? I think they had a different name, like Black something or other.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. No, I played with them.
What was that name? Do you remember?
Yeah. Black Lake.
Black Lake, right.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's a different. I love how you.
It's
people,
a different incarnation.
Exactly.
You know?
I love how the bands now are like, oh, today I'm in this band.
I
tomorrow.
Feel like that's not now. That's happened all in jazz and like.
A little bit, but not so much. You know, in the day, the dad days.
Oh, in the dad days?
You know, the rock bands were signed to labels and they weren't allowed to perform with other performers.
That's so
outside
boring.
Of their band. And not only that, when they did, they had to hide it. So in retrospect, people say, guess who that backup singer was? And you find out it was somebody famous, but they weren't allowed to even be mentioned on the album.
Wow.
You know, well, you do know albums.
Well, I mean,
you guys are rediscovering vinyl.
Oh my gosh.
You like
see, look at this. I'm being lumped into a whole category here. I didn't even need to categorize myself. You're doing it for me.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
You're a great guest.
Digging into you.
And look.
I'm getting comfortable.
She's getting very comfortable.
She sure is.
You gave me two chairs. I'm gonna
you too
well,
could actually, have an afternoon show.
Oh, was that your chair?
No. It was just there.
I was going to come in here with big plans to take over the show. I don't know if you noticed in the beginning, but I was trying to switch it over, so I was interviewing the both of you.
Oh, go ahead.
But I don't really have any questions.
What's cool
these
days? You know I'm an open book.
Yeah. Well, so Common Council president.
I don't want to answer that. I don't want to answer
Ellen,
that.
Ellen.
You didn't get the joke.
You're a legend.
I'm a
legend? Local legend with your own award. I mean, you two are Hudson celebrities.
Oh, thank you.
My
thank
goodness.
You. What do you think, Ellen?
Well,
oh, look at her head.
I just want to say, Pookie and I were going to do a stand-up comic show.
Are you serious?
Kidding me?
Oh, for about 2 minutes.
Wait, no. Let's make those 2 minutes.
You're talking
last
about
forever.
Her mother.
Come on, let's do this. I'll book you.
Really?
I'll make it happen. You could do it in the park.
I can't tell jokes well because I fall apart. Before, because I think it's so funny. Or
wait, but that would be even
what
funnier
was,
than yeah,
right.
you telling the
it
joke.
Is. You should see when Ellen tells a joke in here; it's hysterical.
It's like you're like about to tell the joke, but you keep laughing. You can't get the joke out. Like that's the best performance.
Totally. What did you have for the 2 minutes you had? What was it?
What 2 minutes?
You said you and Pookie had a 2 minute act. Ready?
No. For no. 2 minutes.
Oh, four.
It's not gonna happen.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's like basically Ellen's saying that this comedy duo is not gonna happen, and I'm not taking no for an answer.
But she,
and the crowd agrees.
But she had actually done stand-up comedy.
Oh yeah, she has.
Oh really?
Are you kidding me?
I did not know that.
What have if
she's
you've
done
met
everything?
My mom, you know she's a performer.
I do know that.
She's done everything, hasn't she? I mean,
what does
I
that
mean?
Mean?
Everything is a lot
acting,
of things, but
singing.
She does a lot.
Well, she was
let me tell you. When I was a kid, my mom used to go, like, you know, occasionally, you know, I'd be with my dad, and she would go into the subway, I guess, and she would sing.
Perform.
She would sing in the subway. I didn't know that until later. I was like, that's the coolest thing.
Yeah.
She'd just go out and sing in the subway.
Did she put out her hat?
I don't think. No, I think
she
just did
it
just to
do it. Yeah.
That's, like, so cool.
She, I know, I actually saw a couple flyers that had her listed. She was like part of a comedy team, or was it a, what kind of, or was it a,
I'm pretty sure she did like solo stand up. Honestly, oh, okay. Like, well, I found this VHS tape of her when she was my age doing these like comedy skits where really? She has that's, like that's other characters, you know? So she does this character Paisley. And she's like, "Hi, I'm Paisley," and it's like this whole thing. It's very funny, and I watch it kind of like half in horror because it's my mom, and then half like completely like, just in love. Like I was like, "This is the best thing." So yeah, she's very funny, and that coming from her daughter is probably saying a lot.
Cause, yeah,
you know, usually we could be hard on our moms. You know?
Yeah, of course.
I don't want to be, but not me.
I simply hated my mom.
Simply.
No, that's not true. Fake news, okay, Ellen?
Womp, womp,
womp. I think that's on there. Ooh.
Oh, wrong one. Sorry. Sorry, everyone. Was not catcalling Ellen.
So, why
my
not?
Apologies.
Ooh.
Oh, geez, I'm only...
Oh, that raises a question. You're going to make a lot of money at these two shows? No, you don't have to answer that.
Do you think?
No, you're going to raise
a lot. Do you think I'm making money?
You're going to raise... No, at that Little League show, you're going to raise a lot of money.
Yeah, we're going to raise money.
That's what it's about.
Yeah. That's cool. What it's about. Doing things. It's very complicated, you know, because it's very important to pay people. It's very important to, you know, make people feel supported and pay them for what they're doing. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, as, like, individuals, it's very important to do stuff without payment.
Exactly.
So it's very complicated.
You know what you should do in that instance is I think artists should always be paid. But if they want to give the money back to the Little League, then they should just do that.
Mm. Well, as far as this goes, I'm very happy. I mean,
yeah,
money going to the Little League, I'm super happy with that, you know?
Take our example.
I mean, as like a large scale thing, you know, talking about like this community and communities outside of this community.
Right.
Why do some people get paid and some people don't get paid?
Right.
And
right.
How do we value work?
Right.
You know, these are important questions.
See, what we do here is Ellen and I get about $10,000 a week and we just give it right back to the station.
Really?
Yeah.
Faker than
this
ever.
Is fake news.
We get nothing, but we love it.
What I have learned today on the radio is that if you come on Tom and Ellen's show, don't believe a word that Tom says.
That's true.
Thank you for saying that.
Oh, are you just trying to suck
Ellen's
up Ellen?
Ellen's used to it. I mean, how could I not be trying to do
you know,
that?
Ellen loves when she gets a cohort in here to just put
it's
me
true.
Down. That's all right. I can take it.
You two have a very serious dynamic in here.
I know. Many people have said it.
It's amazing.
It's kismet.
It's kismet. That's what it is. It's kismet.
He tries to destroy me. And I defend myself.
Oh, no. The wrong one again.
Those were
and
fighting
I
words.
And I defend myself.
I'm getting hot in here. Is
people
it hot
think
in
it's how funny.
Ellen, you got a
Oh, Tom, come on.
You both are like, so you got a coat, a sweatshirt, and a shirt on. Ellen's got a turtleneck and a corduroy shirt.
I mean, you just invited me in here.
What's with you guys? Oh, I see you got the holes in the pants. That gives you the aeration.
Well, I didn't do that on purpose.
I didn't say you did.
It just kind of happened that way. Yeah. I don't want the aeration. So, what else?
No, you want to ask us? Us to ask
I don't know. What's going on with you, Ellen, in your life
what's
this week?
What's going on with me? I want to be a performer.
Really? Do you want
to? Yeah, I can't go watch people standing up on a stage singing without wanting to be there.
Is that
That's
true?
That's really
Ellen?
Lovely.
That's true.
Maybe I would accompany you to like a Helsinki open mic night.
That doesn't mean I'm going to do it.
Well, you could if you wanted to go do an open mic night or sing on the street. You know, I'd come with you.
Can you play the piano?
Yeah.
You can?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what Ellen needs, is a piano
I'll
accompanist.
I'll be a pianist.
You need a really good accompanist.
Do you know the Great Songbook catalog?
Yeah, I know the entire Great Songbook catalog.
The Great Songbook?
I know you hate that phrase. The Great American Songbook.
Great American Songbook, sure.
No, I do not know the entire Songbook catalog, but I do know chords.
Hilarious performance where this woman gets up on a stage and she says, "My story's much too sad to be told." And then she walks off the stage.
Oh, my gosh. That's so good.
Isn't that funny?
And you sang a little bit.
I did.
Which was
I
my
know.
Favorite
I
part of that.
I know. It's good.
Yeah.
You're getting off the mic there.
There you go. Know, I'm sorry I got off the mic because...
Wait, did the other people not hear the song?
Yeah, they heard it.
Okay, good.
They heard it. Oh, they heard
the
it.
The people heard it.
Everybody
the
loves
people
it.
Heard it.
The people.
That's the important thing.
That's right. I get Ellen to sing now and then. Trust
really?
Me. Yeah.
Never.
No, you have sung a couple
Fake
lines. You've sung
news.
A couple.
Come on.
I mean, not a full song, but you've sung a couple lines here and there. Haven't you?
Well, I was at a performance night at the Red Dot recently, mm-hmm. and I forgot my lyrics at a certain point.
Ooh.
But I recovered nicely, they said.
Oh, so yeah. You did sing at the Red Dot.
That's the important thing. Well, every time you make a mistake, you just keep going.
Yeah?
Yep. That's the only way. One time, well, this is pretty bad.
Was this at band camp?
No. What? Oh, my gosh. Did you just make an American Pie joke?
I did.
Wow. Whoa. Let's sit with that for a moment.
Okay. What's wrong with that? Is that?
No, we're sitting with it.
Is that a dad joke or something?
We've sat with it.
Okay.
No, it's just we had to let that resonate.
Okay.
One time in band camp. No. So on the stage, started playing. Played a song. Then I kind of lost track of reality and started like senselessly tuning the guitar. And then I realized that I had tuned it completely into something that didn't make any sense, you know?
Ooh.
And then I kind of panicked, you know? I had to take my coat off. I started getting really red. I was like, uh-oh. And then I kind of like was like, I don't know what I'm doing. And then I started just, you know, kind of falling apart. And then I just took the microphone and I just sang the rest of the songs a cappella.
Wow, that's
so
brave.
That's one thing that you can do. You make mistakes and then you're just like, okay, well, I'm still up here. So
any chance of that happening on May 5th?
I mean, there's always a chance of that happening.
Yeah, yeah.
I find that if that happens, it'd probably be a much more entertaining show than if everything goes
yeah,
right.
Right.
I like the element of having, you know, myself have unknown things happen. It's more
yeah.
fun for me.
Yeah,
you
sure.
know? But, yeah, I mean, I, you know, with a lineup like that, I feel like I should probably play, like, a serious show or whatever. So.
Yeah. Well, you got a pretty serious lineup at Drone, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but that's different because I'm not playing alone. I'm
right.
playing in a band. We create something different.
We're talking to Rebecca Boer, and she is appearing locally two times soon in major events. This Saturday at the Drone Fest, she's appearing as one of five members of the band, the Boys Club of Hudson. Hudson Boys Club. Close enough. Right. And they're appearing like roughly around 4 p.m. on Saturday. Drone begins at noon on Saturday, right?
Yeah.
And goes to noon on Sunday.
And there will be all sorts of stuff there.
Oh, tons of stuff. I've been to them.
Rev will have coffee there.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, and the juice.
And juice?
People.
Oh, really? The tin juice people?
Yeah,
cool. I love that stuff. So you'll be there as part of that band. And then a couple weeks later... Game one, May 5th.
One week later.
What?
The next week. That's the next weekend.
Is it?
April 28th is Drone.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Sorry. May 5th, the following week. Boy, you're busy. May 5th.
Welcome. Also, all my finals are that week, too.
Oh.
Because I'm in school.
Oh, you'll ace them all. Who
Where
are you kidding?
Are you in school?
At Columbia Green.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. It's very fun.
Do you have a major?
Yeah, I'm majoring in computer science.
Yeah, she's learning something practical. She's gone from the abstract to the practical.
It's so much more fun.
Yeah, I know.
For me. Oh,
something that actually has some relation to reality. Is that it?
Depending on whose reality. But
good
yeah,
good
philosophy
answer.
Did not teach me very much about my own life. Mm. Didn't help just listening to the same.
You think that's why people start studying philosophy? They think it's going to answer questions that they feel are necessary
I think everyone does things for different reasons.
Yeah. A lot of the people I knew who studied philosophy were seekers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't start. I didn't do it to seek.
Oh.
You know,
okay.
Personally.
Yeah.
That's why I say it's not my experience, so it can't be anyone else's.
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay, so then you're going to appear solo act on May 5th down at the L&B Factory at the Hudson Brewing Company. I assume it is an outside event. Let's hope. What? They're going to put up a tent?
I don't know.
Yeah, rain. Let's hope it doesn't rain if it's outside.
Yeah, rain or shine.
Oh, it is rain or shine.
No, I don't know.
Hey,
they don't have the same space
up.
They used to have, though.
No, that used to be over on Front Street. They're not there. You mean?
No. They're now in the L&B building.
They're now in the L&B.
The factory.
We're closer to 9G.
It's actually right next to the Basilica.
Right next to the Basilica.
Oh, so
yeah,
it's on the other side of the building.
Yeah. Rebecca, both events have special guests. Do you know who the special guests are at your event? And do you know, can you reveal them?
I mean, I don't understand why one would reveal a special guest.
Good answer.
You know why that's there?
Why?
Just to cover the fact that they're going to be adding to that list.
That's
what they mean.
Not to tell a trick of the trade, but here's a trick of the trade. Okay. Yes, that is exactly what you do. You say TBA.
And others.
You
and
know,
others.
Yeah, exactly. Because you don't know the lineup, but you want people to come to the show.
To just say, and others, that's so what? But to say special guests, that's kind of...
I mean, it might be special.
That raises expectations.
The Hudson Little League is going to be there. Who could be more special of a guest?
At a beer drinking event?
Well, I thought that they're going to be selling merch.
Oh, that's right. You're right about that.
And it's outdoors, so it's not at the brewery.
They're selling merch.
It is at the brewery, but it's also outside.
Oh, I see.
I actually, honestly, though, I had to do research on this because I knew I was coming on the radio.
And what did you discover?
Really?
You didn't know the details of the event?
All these details I had to research last night. When you strong-armed me into coming on the radio.
That was a strong-arming?
No, it was a soft-arming.
Oh, okay. But I got it here. Didn't I, Ellen?
I know. Thank you.
I'm on a roll.
Also,
I'm on a roll. I've actually booked guests.
I was 9, so you got delirious, Rebecca.
I'm on a roll. I've actually booked some people for the show. Ellen usually takes care of that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why? What is that? A sign of exhaustion?
Yeah, right. I do it badly because I don't do it soon enough. Normally.
Well, it's hard. You know, you want to time it to the actual event so that people come in.
Yeah, that makes sense. It also might help if people know you have a show, you know, that they know that there's the Tom and Ellen show on Thursday afternoons, and then they could be like...
Did you know we had a show?
Yeah.
Have
I've
you ever
heard you on the radio.
You've heard us?
Like multiple times.
Multiple times?
Are you kidding me? Yeah. Every time I drive home, you two are on the radio.
See that?
Come on.
Yay.
I listened to your voice so many times before meeting you. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
People stop...
Both of us
on the street and say,
hi,
Tom. Hi, Ellen. And I think, you know, how do I know you? And they say, oh, I just.
Stop. You don't know them. You're celebrities. That's why this is happening. I called it in the beginning of this show.
They say, know your voice.
Yeah.
That's strange, though, because if you're just walking down the street and someone's like, hey, Tom, hey, Ellen, mm-hmm. and they're like, and you're like, how do you know me? And they're like, we just know your voice. It's like, how did they hear you talking while you're walking down the street?
Mm.
You know, that's the real question. Tom is now not listening.
He is checking his phone. I have an important. I did get an important email from the mayor, which I should respond to, but I got to be on the air.
All right, Mayor, hold on now.
Yeah, hold on, guys.
Hold on, Rick Richter.
6 o'clock.
So, did you see that incredible interview done by the 4th and 5th graders? Of Rick Richter at Helsinki.
It's a sore subject.
Why? Really?
Well, I've seen it since,
Did you see it?
We wanted to do it live.
Oh, my gosh.
We wanted to do it live.
Where did you see it?
There's drama here, you guys.
It was on, I don't know, just published around, you know.
It was on YouTube or something?
Yeah. I watched it on YouTube,
YouTube.
Oh.
I think Shanika
taped
it. With the kids.
I think
with
that
the
kids from the library taped it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, her supervision.
Yeah. But she probably made that happen because she's like a total, she makes so much stuff happen.
Yeah, I know.
Dan Udell was going to do it, but that's why the students were doing it, I guess.
What did you particularly like about it?
I just thought it was great. I mean, I'd never seen an elected official being interviewed by 4th and 5th graders. And I thought it's so important to like, and really important for everyone to be hearing 4th and 5th graders talk about race. I feel like that's like, you know, it's really refreshing and really important.
You know what's
hear.
Really sad though?
What?
They haven't asked me.
That? Okay. We have gotten to the crux of the drama. Tom is jealous.
You bet I am.
He wants to be interviewed.
So
Bridget put it together.
I know.
Yeah. So just want to shout that out, too. Yeah. You know, give credit.
The lovely Bridget Smith.
Yeah. What a cool event. So Bridget
runs the literacy program at the middle school here in Hudson.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
There's so much good programming going on. I mean, at the library. Oh.
Yeah, Shanika's doing a phenomenal job. And Brenda Schufeld.
And Brenda, yeah.
It's great. It's just incredible. Have you done anything there with kids?
I'm actually going to this summer.
What?
Yeah, me and Tom have Thomas Roche.
Yeah, I don't know.
Line.
Yeah.
Have been talking about for a couple of years doing this thing called Here Comes Treble. So it's like a music,
Treble?
Yeah, music school for kids.
Ah.
So it's but music and performing, like teaching performance skills and mostly just, you know, an environment where there's instruments and opportunity mm-hmm. to perform and a bunch of people.
I didn't even know Tom did that until a couple months ago. I forget when it was. He performed at the Half Moon, did a couple songs.
So beautiful, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's a real performer.
I'm trying to get him to play May 9th at the Spotty Dog. So watch out, world.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of shows coming up, but I've been, you know, finals and all these events and stuff. So
finals.
I just haven't really been on top of everything. So everyone.
School girl with her finals. How many finals? How many classes did you take?
Oh, gosh. Well, it's just that it's like I'm taking Java programming. So I have like this Java. You don't need me to get into this.
Well, just how many classes?
A 4.
Wow. That's a heavy load in any situation.
I gave an oral presentation today.
Oh, yeah? On what?
Hudson River and PCBs and
cleanup. I know what you did. I'm not going to reveal it. You know, Rebecca has a distinction. Let's just, and you can put this together in your own head. She wrote a letter to the Register Star.
I wrote a letter to the EPA, and somehow it got tagged to the Register Star.
Are you serious?
And somehow, without anyone asking me or confirming,
are you serious?
They published the letter.
Are you serious?
Yes.
You didn't forward it to the Register Star?
Yes.
That's weird.
I sent a letter to the EPA, and I guess probably what happened was whatever site that I was forwarding it through.
Oh, publish it on the
site. So, yeah, it's not Register Star's fault.
That's
it's
weird.
It's just like the fault of...
So then they published it as a local letter.
I thought they always called the person. And
I didn't get a call.
Register Star.
To make sure
it
that
ain't
it
no
was...
New York Times. Ellen.
I feel like that'd be cool. Like, also, when people use photos of your likeness, it'd be nice if you get a call or something. Mm. Someone lets you know. Like,
that's how I feel.
Because I have people, they tell me, oh, I saw your photo on this. And I'm like, what? And I have to like go look it up. And then I'm like, oh,
it's harder now, you know.
Yeah,
because there's
all
so
these
much.
Social media.
Exactly. And, you know, I see somebody clicking my phone. And I said, whoa, folks.
But I feel like,
what has
to happen is that we all have to just collectively stop caring about our likeness. It's like the Facebook phenomenon, you know?
Ellen, that is the voice of youth. Because they look so good. They don't care. When you get our age, you got to like, hey, this side, please. Not that side, you know?
Watch
out for the spot on
like,
the top of the head.
Look at him. Let's see the nose hairs. I want to see it all, you know? Look, come on. Let's see all the gunk in your mouth.
My friend Stefan, you know Stefan, right?
Yeah.
He's like, he takes pictures of me on Instagram. I said, what the heck are you doing? He said, hey, you're getting a lot of likes, man.
I bet you like that.
I do. I am so vain.
Do you have your own Instagram?
No, I don't do any of that stuff.
Really?
I'm not on Facebook. I don't do Instagram. I don't tweet.
Well, it's...
Ellen doesn't either. You thought I was going to say Ellen tweets, but Ellen does not have it. She makes tweet sounds. Tweet, tweet.
Oh, wait. I bet we got one.
Are you a tweeter? Ooh. Ooh, good. Ooh. That was a good one. You practice. Is that part of your pull?
That wasn't me, I swear. What else?
So,
it's probably getting around time now, right?
Say what?
What time do you close out of here?
6 o'clock.
Yeah, 10 minutes.
It's light. Oh, look, there's Cheryl K.
Time.
7 o'clock, folks. The Jazz Disturbance with Cheryl K. Look at her looking in. She scares me sometimes. You know Cheryl?
No, I've never met Cheryl.
Oh, you're yelling at me because I missed Sarah Van Buren's show. You've never heard Cheryl Kay's show at 7 o'clock?
I said I never met Cheryl, but I've heard the show, all right?
Oh,
don't try to slander me.
Smart. Oh, this woman is young woman is so smart, it hurts.
You're not trapping me in any holes.
We're talking to Rebecca Bohr.
And I hope you'll come back soon.
A.K.A. Rebecca
Becker.
I would
totally come back. Or RRB, which is my initials,
That's good.
I'm super down with.
What's the second R?
RB, roast beef.
Come on.
I'm not going to tell.
Come on.
What? This is a Tom DiPietro and Ellen Thurston exclusive.
Good. RR, the second R.
It's Rebecca. It's Ruth. My middle name is Ruth. It's so nice. It's not bad.
No,
it's
perfect.
Nice. It's
Rebecca
lovely.
Ruth Becker.
Rebecca Ruth Barr. Or Becker. So it works. Whatever last name I want to use, depending on the day, my initials still function.
Well, I'm not worried about your performances because you obviously have the stuff. You're here. You're totally composed.
It's going to be okay.
You're smarter than us. You're quicker than us. You probably can sing better than us. That's not hard.
Oh, and I see your smile. That's what it's going to be like. I'm actually just going to be covering. I'm going to be only singing songs from the songbook of Creed.
Creed.
Yeah. With arms wide open.
Creed, Ellen.
Creed. Creed, Ellen. Creed.
I'm down with Creed. You know what I'm saying?
Are you? Let's take that as a soundbite.
I've seen a couple of things.
I'm kidding.
I've heard of Creed. Of course I have. What was that?
That's like what they do when they perform. Yeah.
I've seen the video.
That was like when I was a kid, Creed was around. And
when I was a kid, Creed
when
was
I was
around.
A kid, when I was like, you know, 12, 13 12. Years old, you know.
So you grew
Creed
up in,
was the
so you
stupidest
grew
band.
Mostly in Manhattan, right?
Yeah. Until I was 15.
And you, I believe we share not only our college, but we both went to high school in the Bronx.
Oh, yeah, you went to Fordham.
Right.
I went to Bronx Science.
And I think you told me you once dated a Fordham boy. Is that true?
I did. Oh, no. You're going to bring
me up. Was he a nerd?
No, he wasn't a nerd. He was a soccer player.
Was he respectful?
Yeah, but I was the one that was disrespectful. I told you the story.
I've forgotten it, and I bet you it's better. You're probably happy that I have.
I am.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's sweet.
It's not nice.
Did you commute together to the...
All right, I'll tell the story.
Okay.
So we used to commute together. To school, you know, because we both have to get off on the D train and
right.
like
oh, God,
2:05 or whatever it was. And, we're there. We got 7 minutes.
Yeah,
no,
the story's not that long.
It's not very long. So basically, one day, I guess I decided we weren't going to be together anymore and I broke up with him, but then we still had to see each other on the train every morning. It was
Alan,
rough.
Is that heartbreak or what?
It was rough.
It's hard.
That's hard.
It's tough.
I feel like it, you know.
That's a commuter tale.
And also, you know, you do things as a young person. You don't really think about how they affect other people.
Yeah.
So it's just nice to think about how other people are affected by your actions.
Yes. Wow. That's a heavy note to end this show on. So let's get a little levity in real quick.
Well, it's
thank
been
you.
Great to have you.
Yes.
So come
thank
back.
You
thank
for
you.
Having me.
Thank you.
Thank you for interviewing me.
Thank
you for
Rebecca
promoting
Bohr
these events.
Will be this week. We'll get it all out here. She's going to be this week with her, with one of her
all right,
incarnations.
I'm going to say this, okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so I'm going to be playing at the Drone Fest with an incredible group of people as the Hudson Boys Club. The group of people are Jen Cutler, C. Lavender, Sarah Van Buren, Asha Sosnowski, and me. I will also be doing visuals
Wait,
at the event.
Saturday. Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Sorry.
April 28th. Drone Fest, 12 p.m. to 12 p.m., all right? And then we got May 5th. May 5th is the Hudson Little League.
Yay!
I know the lineup, I think, by heart for the Hudson Brewery thing, business.
Check out the socks, Ellen. Ah, oh, these crazy kids. What does it say?
I don't know.
Get out of here. It's a little alien. Isn't that cute? Thank you, Rebecca.
Well, look
this
at this
has been,
one.
With, oh, they're different? Oh, you kids.
I know. I tried.
She didn't get
I
to finish. She didn't get to
yeah,
finish.
Yeah, you cut me off.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Hey, I'm sorry, Rebecca.
So on May 5th, there's a show for the Hudson Little League, the best benefit I've ever played, the only benefit I've ever played, I think.
Well, you're always playing for our benefit. So to speak.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I know.
Let's end on that
And so
note.
Inauthentic.
That's a lovely note. Hey. Okay.
No, it's for real.
Anyone call in if you need me to destroy Tom. I will do it.
Well, oh, no.
I'm happy to see there's somebody on my side. Okay.
Oh.
Ouch. Ouch.
This is WGXC 90.7 FM.
Yeah. What else do you have to say about it?
Oh, can I say
this has been
number?
The Thursday afternoon show with Tom DiPietro and
That's
Ellen
me.
Thurston.
That's you. And our guest, Rebecca Bohr.
That's my name.
Don't wear it out.
The phone number is 518-828-0290 if you want to call in.
Acra, Catskill,
oh, yes.
Acra, Catskill, Hudson.
Other places.
You ever been
Columbia,
to Acra?
Columbia, Green County. Yeah, I drive all over the place now
no,
that I'm
have
car.
You ever been to Way Farm?
Yeah.
Oh, you have?
Mm-hmm.
For what?
You
don't have to say if it's something private. I don't know.
It's not private. It's just none of your beeswax.
That's so funny. Ellen, was there any other important event you need to tell us about before we, because we got a couple seconds.
Oh,
wait,
we
is
have?
That an 8? Oh, no. I can't tell if that's a 6 or an 8.
It's a 6, I think. Oh. Wait, is there 4 minutes
left? Let me get my specs. Well, we try to cut spectacles with like 3 minutes left.
Really? It's 5:56 right
okay,
now.
Okay, so we got 1 more minute. 1 minute, Ellen. Give us the best thing on your list.
Oh, I can't do that.
Okay. Rebecca, you want to fill up this minute with some...
Oh, yeah, ding dong de bow do. You could listen to things and stuff on the radio. Just keep listening to the radio. This is the songs you're going to hear every day of your life on the radio.
Did you just make that up?
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay, folks, we're done. Goodbye. This was
WGXC
90.7 FM.